The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug into our pockets, and on the other side of our we found something funny. And yes, it's contagious. Gather round as the Wolfpack goes on this throwback adventure.
Hey, this is Lacey G with the John Clay Wolf Show, and coming through the archives this morning, I heard all of the stereotypes. Literally, they all called in this particular morning, and you'll get a giggle from it. The content was just writing itself. Plus, the original Pimp My Ride. Yes, this is whenever DJ Pre-K got his caddy. So what did he buy for it? And the story that JD isn't legally allowed to share. Listen and enjoy.
What I'm going to do first, I'm going to ask you just to pull down your shorts.
This is going to be a blast.
Broadcasting live from the Wolf Radio Studios, it's time for the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up now, 800-800-RADIO.
Oh, God, that show is so dumb.
Remember, the show is free.
Now, John Clay Wolf.
Is he still alive?
Of course he is.
What do you mean? He's
Brian alive? Wilson.
Yes, Brian Wilson.
Do you think Dave was high on cocaine when he did
you
this?
Stop right there.
Yes.
Oh, boy, was he.
Stop.
Were you there, Bob?
He was so high, he was low down on coke, man.
I think that guy that was taking pictures of us yesterday was with him for that magazine.
I think so.
Good fella. It was weird that, I don't know. Listen, whoa. Can you yell like that naturally?
Wow! Hey, everybody! It's Diamond Dave Radio. Good morning!
Did you ever hear his morning radio show when he did it for CBS for about 6 weeks?
I'm going to do a talk show because I'm going to replace Howard Stern. Why? Because I suck. Bad. I suck so bad that they're going to turn me off. 6 weeks after we start this thing across the whole USA and right here in California.
That's unbelievable. I've literally never seen ratings go to a .0, and they did for David. And the promos that started were the best because all they did was David Lee Roth. Nothing but wow. That was it. That was it. That was the promo that started 2 weeks.
David Lee Roth. Nothing but suck.
That's what it was.
See, I didn't experience that firsthand, and I've heard you guys talk about it because you were living down here in this area. When that happened, I remember the Chevy Chase talk show on Fox.
Yes.
And that kind of had a poor ratings experience.
Because you're good at one thing doesn't necessarily mean you could do a morning show.
I can touch my toes, do cocaine, scream, and screw all the pretty California girls.
But how could it have been that bad?
I know.
David Lee Roth. He's pure showbiz.
That's exactly what happened in the CBS meetings when they sat down. They went, okay, look, he's David Lee Roth. He's Van Halen. Come on. He knows multiple languages. He's a brilliant guy. How could it suck? And he did.
Multiple languages.
He speaks like French, and he speaks, you know, he's, and they just sat down. They had this great. He was going to be the next Howard Stern.
Well, I was down for it.
That is showbiz. They saw him do that spinning roundhouse kick.
That was it
on the jump video, and they're like, "Well, this guy can do anything.
Sure, he can clearly do more.
He's going to be a great radio guy."
I mean, Stern can't even do that.
Good morning, everyone. My name's John Clay Wolf. To my right is J.D. Ryan.
Good morning.
Bobbo, and Michael Turley.
Hi, Tina. It's Mike. I've got a great radio scheme for you. Ready? Two words. David Lee Roth.
Oh, man. Well, that's... Never mind.
It's okay. But that's about how it went down. 800-800-7234 is the call-in number. Good morning, Texas, Dallas, San Diego, Bakersfield, Houston. Houston's where our heart is. Dallas is where our body is.
Yeah.
California is where the future is. Kind of.
Where the California girls are.
We're pretty happy here, though. Vegas. The mountain.
Yeah.
The mountain. We need to go to Vegas. I'm going to go to that iHeart concert out there in the fall.
Are you really?
Yeah, where they have all the top 40 acts.
You say I.
Speaking of suck.
You mean what?
It's just not my kind of music.
So your wife's going with you, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, I mean, here's how into top 40 I am. Sam Smith. I have tickets for him in my bag. And I was trying to give them away yesterday. And it wasn't until 1 o'clock at the bar with my cousin. You know how I get drunk with my cousin when my wife's out of town? This is a pattern.
Yes.
I didn't realize that concert was last night. That's how into it I am.
Yeah.
Thank you, James, for the tickets. Sorry I didn't use them. Yeah. I'd have loved to have sold them. But she got the buzz down in Houston, hooked her up with six ticks, and she took her mama from Denmark and her sister and the whole Dane clan, the whole Danish soccer team, the national football team. They went down to Houston and went and watched Sam Smith last night. Hang on a second. I got to fix this because DJ's out getting my coffee, which is nice of him. Since I'm like, good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, we're listening to you here in Rockport.
All right. Hey, how's the repair since the Harvey last year? Is it? I heard it's still screwed up down there from the hurricane a year later.
Yeah, the little town of Fulton, we lost about half of it, but they're starting to rebuild a little bit, but they're still tearing down houses every day, the houses that were built in the 40s.
There's time for those to go anyway. Did insurance pay for anything? I heard insurance isn't paying right. Everybody's suing their insurance companies. It's kind of a mess.
Well, yeah, that's going to go on with any storm, though, you know, here in Texas.
Right. All right, thanks for the check-in. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hey, David Lee, what's the New Orleans Gutter Snipes say morning?
Top of the morning to you, Narlins. Narlins.
We don't say that. Down here.
Oh, you can't cuss on the radio. Not anymore, anyway.
We don't say that. No.
What do y'all say?
What?
What do you say?
I'm a yes, man. I'm down here by miscreation.
Are you drunk?
Why now?
Right this minute.
Right this minute. A little bit of that David Lee rock blow.
Everybody's up. All of our listeners are checking in. 800-800-7234. Let's hear from you, California and Vegas. Yeah. Boogie check. You know, call in. Let us know you're alive and your status and your blood type and your pulse. 800-800-7234. What, Turley?
You notice the stereotypes are true. New Orleans, drunks. Oh, yeah. Texan, you know, you got your just drawn like
borderline
out.
Retard.
Yeah. Well. What's Oklahoma going to be?
Oh, that's Oklahoma, not Texas.
Yeah. Vegas, you know, they're going to be...
They're
going to
be all whacked out on dope.
Surely not.
Hey, man, they're all skitzing out, you know, looking for a deal, looking for some tickets. You got any Sam Smith tickets? You get my Sam Smith tickets?
Yeah. Dude, I just need to borrow some more money.
I want to see that show.
What was last night?
Okay, I'll go back in time. It'll be all right.
I got to play craps real quick. Come on. Just a couple more bucks. Come on. Just a couple more bucks.
Oh, Sam Smith.
Who's that anyway? Why does my
Sam
wife
Smith is that guy? He's got that.
Got my money on my mind. Money on my mind. I mean, it's the worst song ever.
You ever heard him sing Aerosmith?
Hang on, I got more people. Hello. You're on the air. Yes, it's
Hello.
You. Hello.
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 John?
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a Corvette I want to sell.
Okay. Hang on just a second. I've got to put you on hold. DJ Pre-K's done getting my coffee, so it's got everything screwed up. It's all his fault. I shouldn't have done a call out to people without a call screener.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. Where are you from? Where are you from?
San Diego.
San Diego. California. What color is it? Bob, gray. Can you go help me with the phones? Huh?
Yeah.
It's gray on gray. Gray is gray leather.
How many? You don't sound like you're from California. You sound kind of redneck.
Yeah, I'm kind of transplant.
Transgender? Can't say that on the radio
anymore.
No, that's Mexico. You're not allowed to say, JD.
Right.
No, or Canada.
It's whatever.
Close.
What about Alaska? Okay. So what year's your vet?
2016. This is Z06.
Z06-16. How many miles?
9,500.
That's good. You ever gotten drunk and wrecked it?
No.
Bob, you got to pick them up and put them on hold. Will you go show them, Turley? Good Lord.
Everybody's out of the room now, but just you and me.
Yeah. Hi, JD. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, we got Mr. California, San Diego on there. How's the weather down there, San Diego?
Nice.
Nice.
Beautiful. It's always
cooler than it is where you're at.
Yeah. It was 107 here yesterday.
Okay, a Z06 16 with 9,000 miles, no wrecks. Which LZ, what package is it?
It's a 1LZ.
1LZ, it's going to be 60,
62,000. Yep, we'll buy it.
Well, you're easy. You're a slut.
Early. Still asleep.
Okay, so if that'll buy it, am I overbidding it? Did I screw up?
I'm looking for 61, but I'll take 62.
Well, I mean, unless I'm missing something, I'm fine there. Go to givemethevin.com and load it up. Givemethevin.com. Put on the info, Wolf hit it at 62 grand on the air. What's next? I can tell you what's next. We're going to come to your house and pick it up and pay you. Is there a payoff?
No.
Okay. So let's give you a check, and then we're going to haul it up to Fontana, where we hold all of our cars.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. Thanks.
Play that man his money.
Yes.
800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a, I bought an 06 Jeep Commander, limited edition, 127,000 miles. I gave 10.5 for it. I was just wondering, you know, was it a good deal?
Does it have twin roofs, a V8, and like the King Ranch kind of leather?
I'm sorry.
It was okay. It was okay. Right. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
Radio show is... Good morning.
All right. You're on the air.
Is this the radio show that was talking about Diamond Dave Lee Raw?
This is the radio show that was talking about. Good morning. It's Diamond Dave. Yes.
Nothing but wow.
Cool, man. Now.
Mang.
True or not?
Okay.
But I heard a rumor that he's carrying around a poop bucket now because he suffers from major indigestion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exact same kind of condition I've got right now.
Do you carry a poop bucket around with you?
You ain't kidding.
I do.
Is it strapped to like your stomach? Is it a colostomy bag or just like a 5 gallon?
No, it's I'd say it's about... It's probably about a gallon and a half, something like that.
And it's full.
It takes me about maybe a day and a half to fill it up. But I typically was using it because my bathroom is clogged up in my trailer.
Mm. Yeah. JD, okay. your in-laws just called in. They're on the other line.
And there's Oklahoma.
Yeah,
Oklahoma checked in. We were on the air in Oklahoma.
Clearly.
Chris, where are you from?
Wiley.
Where the hell's Wiley?
It's outside of Dallas.
Okay.
It's way out here in the sticks, yeah. Out in on Lakeway Hubbard. We're right on Lakeway Hubbard.
Are you drinking coffee or Bloody Marys or haven't been to bed? What's your story? Why are you up so early on Saturday?
You don't want to know my story, dude.
Light bulb.
All right. Oh. Yeah. How does it go, Bob? The light bulb thing?
You can find yourself smoking from a light bulb at any hour out there in Wiley.
But how does it go with you and your friend when y'all are doing it?
Oh, well, you're sitting at a table, you know. He's got the light bulb. He's got his big lighter, you know, down below because you can't afford a torch anymore. He's making circles, you know. Now, you have to twist the light bulb while you're going. And he's waving that big lighter under it, you mm-hmm. know. You don't want to burn it all up in one mm-hmm. hit, right? And you're going. And your best friend since the second grade is sitting with both of his hands wide open in supplication in front of you, waving his hands at you, going, "You're burning it! You're burning it! You're burning it! You're burning it! You're burning it! Let me do it! Let me do it! Let me do it!"
It's just like you and me trying to make a decision.
Yeah, it does.
800-800-7234-800. Hang the guitars! 800-RADIO. Oh, on our Facebook page, John Clay Wolf Show, we have DJ Pre-K's new t-shirt. He's already released his hit last week.
Sure.
And he's already gone into the merchandising business.
It's already gone paper.
He's already gone. Well, he and I haven't made any deal yet, though.
Ah. Oh, I didn't think
about
that.
I heard him mouthing a little bit about that he's wondering about his cut.
I did, too, yeah. So it is his idea. It is his song.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that later on. But I'm Barry Gordy of this deal.
Okay.
He's just a white Stevie Wonder.
You ain't put my image on no shirt till I get paid.
So you go to John Clay Wolf Show if you're a DJ Pre-K fan and buy his t-shirt.
And everyone is.
It's pretty funny. DJ, thanks for running Starbucks for us. One day, soon, I'll be getting your coffee.
Right.
Hey, man, let's do it.
What's ironic is he came home in his Cadillac.
Yep.
And he didn't tell his mom about it. He was going to surprise her. You know, hey, I got a Cadillac. And he got there, and she had such mixed emotions. She was so disappointed because when she saw it, she thought he bought it for her.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Well, that's how that's supposed to work, you know. You bring a caddy home for mom. Did she like your car?
Oh, yeah, man. She's digging it. I told her she could take it to New Market sometime. It's on me.
Well, it's the right vehicle for that.
Just waiting for that album to drop.
Did you go to the, if you go to the Facebook page right now, too, you can help trick out Pre-K's whip.
Really?
Yes.
How's that?
Well, he's looking for ideas on how to trick it out. Yes, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you know what trick it out means, right?
Sure, yeah. But bling
pimp his
pimp,
ride.
Pimp his ride. Pimp. Sure, okay. Can you say pimp my ride on the radio?
Can, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
can you do that in Mexico?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
What about Canada?
Yes.
But Pre-K is talking about putting like a Gucci top on it or something.
Now that would look good, DJ.
Oh, yeah.
What's a Gucci
top? Oh, yeah.
On a car?
Yeah. So it's got a Simcon top. It's a 1990 Eldo. Wow. That funky, weird little body style that wasn't that long. And it's a white one with it's got wire wheels, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got some wire hubcaps on that baby.
That's right, and then a Simcon top, which is just the fake convertible top. Now, hang on, that's a great idea, DJ. Are we going with a Gucci top?
Man, I'm thinking either Gucci print or Louis Vuitton, man.
Okay,
one or the other, or maybe some Fendi, man.
Talk to Glenn Farley, in our He has all those vendors that work for him that are making all the Gimme the Vin cars get ready every week. He can hook you up with our vendor.
Okay, I'll have to holler at him.
You got to do that. Are you going to get Dayton's?
I'm thinking either Dayton's or 84's, man. Shout out to all my Houston people, man. They know what's going down.
This is Gimme the Vin, the John Clay Wolf Show.
Get a haircut, buttercup.
America's largest weekend morning show. 800-800-RADIO. Check out the podcast at jcwshow.com or johnclaywolf.com.
JD, did you really have sex with Ann Wilson? Or is that a wives' tale from the 80s?
That's partially wives' tale, partially true.
How? Huh. I mean,
I can't tell the rest of the story. There is an injunction. So. What? Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
No, I really want to. I mean, it was nice. I knew that back then you liked heavy gals.
Yeah, but this actually ended up being Nancy and Ann watched.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you the magic man? Turn it up, Turley. Is this who? Is this about JD?
This is about JD.
That's what this all was.
I never want to bring this kind of stuff up publicly.
And their mom walked in, and she goes, "He's the magic man, mama." Is that right?
And that's exactly how the song came out.
Exactly. Huh? What did mom say?
Come on home, girl.
She said with a smile.
No, what did she say to her mom?
I don't know.
You said that pretty well. He's a magic man,
he's
mama.
Magic man, mama.
You sound like you're from...
If you love me, why you put my heart?
You sound like you're from Hobart, Oklahoma.
Like an old bar.
Ty in Athens, a 16 King Ranch diesel with 20 leather roof nav. Is it a dually?
No, it's not a dually.
Long bed or short?
Long bed.
He's a magic man, mama. It's we're just having fun. What color is it?
Oh, it's a two-tone black King Ranch.
A 2016 old body style. Great miles, yep. 20,000 miles, leather roof nav, long bed. Does it need tires?
Yep. Oh, no. Just rotated them, had the oil change.
Do you really want to sell it?
Well, it depends on what the number is. Because I'm thinking about getting a one-ton 2017, a three-quarter ton, because it'll pull the same tow as this.
Okay. If I gave you 47,000, would you be impressed?
No, not really.
If I gave you 48, would you be impressed?
No, not really.
If I gave
really.
You 40,
you
if,
I, on this if or I, you don't
if,
need it.
If I gave you 49, would you be impressed? You know you can buy a new one for...
No, in the 50, in the 50s, I'd be impressed.
Okay, I'll give you 50 grand. You going to sell it?
Tell you what, I'll probably call you back right. after I pick my grandson up.
Go to give me... It's so wonderful! God. I love it. Hey, Ty, I'm going to make fun of you, but it's all in good spirit.
It's okay, man. Life's too short not to make fun of people.
It's in good spirit. I'm saying that because I don't want to piss you off because I want to buy your truck. So go to.
Oh no! I'm just wondering.
Go to give me
CPA. I got to run the numbers on this.
Go to give me the VIN. Go to givemethevin.com and load the truck up, and we'll get it bought. So, I mean, we have our customer base.
Sure.
Is the busiest, most ill health what? Traveling. Customer base I've ever seen in my life.
What do you say?
I mean, the second he and I did what he wanted me to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go pick up my grandson.
Help me!
What? Holy hell! I'm running late. It's 6:45 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I am way behind schedule,
dude.
But we do these deals with people all over the country, and they're always like, bought a Corvette in Bakersfield, California.
All right.
Sending him down to Lamborghini North. Los Angeles
in LA.
To drop it off. Sure. That's where he wanted to do it.
Okay.
We send the check. Guy's sitting there with the check waiting. Guy won't show up. He won't answer the phone. Everybody's sick. Everybody's dying. Huh. But up to that point, that day, it was just constant communication. Like wearing everybody out on the phone.
Just suddenly just vanished.
Oh, yeah. It's just when it comes down to showtime, people get cold feet. Often. And their health is really concerning.
That's the question.
Their health kicks in and just changes everything.
I think I'm dying right now.
I have noticed that the Cali customer is a little bit more laid back.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because we had that same situation where we bought this guy's truck. Everything's good, good, good. All right. Mm-hmm. Everything's waiting for you. Show up.
Right. Just show up.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got something going on right
dude,
now.
Dude.
I'll call you back.
The waves are curling.
Days pass.
Uh-huh.
Days?
Yes, days. And I think it's just the Cali thing. They're just laid back and not really in a rush.
Ocean's calling, babe.
Yeah.
Gotta surf's up.
Gotta go, man. Got 30-footers.
When we send them that contract, I mean, it's a purchase order, and we sign it, they sign it, and on the bottom of it, it says, if you back out of this,
sure.
you owe us $250. And like, why? Like, well, I'll tell you why.
Yeah,
because we've like deployed a lot of assets on your word.
Sure.
Accounting's rolling, transportation's rolling,
logistics,
payoff,
everybody.
Your lender, all this crap, the buyer. We're going to your house on your word that you're not going to pull this crap on us.
Right.
And if you don't, I mean, we'd use that as a snuff out maneuver, because if they're asking why, it gives us an opportunity to really solidify. The whole thing's done over your word. Right. Really, at the end of our, give me the VIN.com, the whole thing's our word and your word. It's actually crazy in a .com world and sorry ass used cars that the whole thing's built on honor.
And it is.
It really is.
And that's why it blows people away when it all happens. They all come and go, I can't believe it happened, just like you said it did. It blows their minds.
Go read the reviews.
GiveMeTheVin.com presents The John Clay Wolf Show. We'll be right back after this.
People trying to help Pre-K pimp his ride on our website, on our Facebook page, John Clay Wolf Show. Let's see here. We have needs white walls and spinners. Okay. Another guy says
it needs
white walls and spinners.
Are you
spinners?
Yeah. Okay. Are you
spinners? Okay. Is that hard to hear?
No, it just sounds like you're like talking like a gay man.
White walls and spinners.
Okay.
Silly guy. Needs rims. Right, let that go. Ball is balling off the lot decals. Girls, and more girls. As many girls that'll fit in the baller mobile. What else here we have? Ditch the cowgirl's shirt that he's wearing. Cowboy's shirt that he's wearing. What else? It needs to be painted dark purple with gold flakes.
Go to John Clay Wolf Show and you'll see DJ Pre-K's new Eldorado.
20-inch rims.
He's pimping out. He needs y'all's participation on what to do with it.
And hydraulics.
Oh, yeah. I saw some of these suggestions, man. I think my favorite so far is the add to the suspension for all the big booty broads. I'm about to have to put it in the back seat, baby.
Hey, did Lieutenant Dan, is he getting a divorce?
What?
Huh?
Our Lieutenant Dan in-house?
No.
I noticed on his Facebook, I just got during the break, I was looking at my Facebook page, and I got an invite to be a friend of his.
Okay.
But, so he's got one of those joint Facebook accounts. You know, like, Lieutenant and Corporal.
Yes,
Lieutenant and Mrs. Dan.
Right. What a pain in the. Why do people do that? Why do married people do that?
I just didn't know if maybe he's splitting up from her because he's going all the way out on a limb.
He's going rogue.
He's going rogue and getting his own Facebook account.
Right. Usually that's the case. Why do they do that? It comes up on your birthday notifications on Facebook, right? Mm-mm. James and Wendy. James and Wendy. Well, whose birthday is it, James? You know? Oh, excuse me, Wendy.
There's nothing that says, I love you and I trust you like a joint Facebook account.
Right. Crazy.
Maybe that's it.
I think Lieutenant Dan just didn't have time for one.
Yeah, he's and pretty so, country.
Yeah, he just kind of. He actually, here's the truth. He just bought a new phone, and it's state of the art.
It's got internet.
Yes, it does.
I'll be damned.
I know he had.
You don't believe this?
He didn't. He's like, I could take pictures with this phone. I was like, we've been doing that for years.
It ain't even black
and
white. Our
whole business is based around that. And he put down the flip phone and got a Facebook account.
Obviously, he didn't get a picture of himself on there because I'm looking at his invitation right here, and it's that little generic gray guy outline.
JD, do you have a joint Facebook account with your guy?
Of course not. No, never have.
My wife has threatened me to go joint if I don't, you know. Yeah.
If you don't what?
It's like a warning.
You give her all kinds of stuff. She was just at SeaWorld with the kids.
No.
Travels
she's
to concerts. It's not
about me giving her anything. Well, it's about her giving me the business.
Oh, you give her the business.
Back with more of the John Clay Wolf Show after this, presented by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Yo, DJ Pre-K, what did you get? Did you go to Walmart last night? Oh, you can't hear me.
For sure, man. Yeah, I got me a little something.
Yeah?
Oh, that must mean it's time to play our game.
Why don't we start it? Yeah, we can do it.
Let's do it.
What'd you get?
My name's John Clay Wolf, J.D. Ryan, Bobo, and Turley, FYI for you new listeners out there.
And Pre-K.
This is the John Clay Wolf Show in Pre-K, and he has a rapper handle, DJ Pre-K.
Yeah.
And we're bringing him up through the like the Big Brothers and Sisters program.
Right. Yeah. And he didn't just do this for the show. He's been doing this a long time. In fact, he had a rap song 3 years ago before Weezer redid the Africa song from Toto. He did.
And Toto's going to be on the show next week because I'm going to try to get clearance from them for the music bed. Like,
it's so awesome.
We're going to do it opposite of what Vanilla Ice did. We're not just going to steal their music. We're going to ask them if we can steal it. If they say no, then we're going to say, well, we already stole it.
Yeah, too late.
Isn't that funny? Vanilla Ice just took that song lick and said, this is mine.
Yeah. Well, he was like 10 years old. He didn't know any better. Pre-K, you got one-on-one. Hang on. So Pre-K goes to Walmart, and we've got to guess what did he get last night at Walmart. How much did it cost, boss man?
Yeah, I'm going to give y'all just one hint, man. I got the price right here, and that's the everyday low price. From my local Azle, Texas Walmart.
Are you
baby.
Getting a kickback here, man?
And this is before tax. I'm going to let y'all know. It's $18.86 before tax.
$18.86.
Well, that could be a lot.
Know if start
how much is it after tax? You can't even do the math because there's other items in there.
Oh, no. Nah, I just bought this one, you know. I just needed one little thing this time. So it was $20.42 total after tax.
Okay. And what time did you buy it? What time is the receipt time stamped?
Let's see. I think it was around 8:20.
Okay. Not too late. Not crazy drunk late. All right. Walmart, Azle. So was it anything you can eat?
Nope.
And y'all can call in real quick, 800-800-RADIO, and help me guess.
You get to guess. You get to ask one yes or no question.
Because he just got a new car, I'm going to ask. Did it come from automotive?
JD, you got the right idea.
Okay.
All right. That's my question.
Nice, JD.
Bobo?
When you use it, is it something you hold in your hand?
Oh, nah.
Well, man.
Turley?
Do your feet go on it?
Nope, man. Have you seen the shag rug in my Cadillac? I ain't touching that.
Okay. Oh, my God. Did you get a pine tree air freshener?
$18.
Oh, nah. We already had those, you know.
What's it called? A felony tree?
Felony tree.
When you have a bunch of them stacked up, it's a felony tree.
Felony forest, yeah.
Felony forest.
Got to hide the smell of them bricks.
Somebody out there is going to figure this out. You get to ask Pre-K one yes or no question, and then you get a guess. And if you guess what it is, for how much, Pre-K, what's the price?
1886 before tax, 2042 afterwards.
So all we know right now is it's car. We'll wait and let them stack up on the phones and let the listeners. I've already burned through my plug.
So the winner's already, they'll win that actual.
Right, there's a prize. Yeah, if you guess what it is, you get to take it home.
So, Bobo, you started a new band. You sold out. You changed the name of your band. You sold out to SeaWorld, and y'all are now Bobo and the Killer Whales?
Yeah. And our little background singers, we got three little girls that sing back up, and they're the Shrimpers.
The Shrimpers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this like a Bob Marley meets Jimmy Buffett deal?
Yeah, they changed the deal on me. It's all, and I'm trying very hard to learn all these lyrics in Spanish.
Yeah.
Why? They hate me.
I don't even understand what the hell's going on. Why don't you just play me some of your music?
Yeah, I got some.
Yeah. I got DJ Briquet back there going, yeah, yeah, boy, and then Bobo. As the Killer Whales with the Shrimpers on accompaniment?
And it all started when his little tie-in with SeaWorld happened. Of course, the Killer Whales are going away in SeaWorld. Last year, San Diego does not have them anymore. And then next year.
Did San Diego just load them up and let them out in the ocean?
No, they did not. They moved them.
And where to?
They sold them to Golden Corral.
To a sanctuary. They can't just let them lose.
SeaWorld San Diego sold the orcas to Golden Corral?
Yeah.
Took them to a sanctuary.
Are they on the buffet?
No, and they asked them. They wanted to make sure. Are you going to really take good care of them? They said, oh, yeah, we'll take care of them.
San Diego or San Antonio and Orlando will phase out the killer whales by 2019.
But Bobo.
But Bobo's going to be the killer whales forever now.
We don't have all day, boss.
Okay.
What key is that?
Holy hell.
Ta-ra-ra-boom-die. Ta-ra-ra-boom-die.
What?
Ta-ra-ra-boom-die. 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 I got mine yesterday. Ta-ra-ra. Boom, yeah.
Did you get that from, is that John Anderson?
That's all the Spanish I know.
Yeah. Did you get that from the Banana Splits Club?
You know I did.
Yeah.
You know I did.
Those were the Shrimpers, those little girls playing those acoustics?
Right. And they're beautiful. And I don't understand a word.
What was that?
Mark in Louisiana,
biggest hit, JD.
Mark in Louisiana, did you go to Foreigner last night in Houston?
Nope, I did not. But I saw Foreigner... July 4th in Charlotte,
North Carolina.
Yeah, I live in South Carolina.
Okay,
and I'm a truck driver. I'm a truck driver, man. I'm cruising through Louisiana right now on I-10.
Awesome,
east.
Awesome. Keep on.
I've seen Foreigner three times in the last 5 years.
Awesome.
Okay,
there you go, Mark. Big round of applause for Mark, the truck driver. Who has seen Foreigner three times in the past 5 years.
God. And we didn't even ask him what he thought that pre-K ball.
Okay, pre-K. Chris, you there?
I'm here.
So pre-K goes to Walmart. He just got a new car. He went and bought something for $20. We're trying to guess what it is. Chris is on line six. Chris, it's your turn.
All right, so we figured out it's an old-school Cadillac, so floor mats are out the window. That's initially what I thought it was. He bought a newer car, and floor mats make sense. But now I'm thinking old-school Caddy, one of those dice, a pair of dice that hangs from the rearview mirror. But that's...
Pre-K?
That's how players roll, man, but I ain't playing that hard yet. I might have to get the white and gold dice to match it eventually, but that's not what I bought.
All right, who's this guy? The next one. Are you there? I don't have his name.
Hello?
Yeah. What's your deal?
I believe he bought seat covers.
Seat covers. DJ Pre-K, did you buy seat covers?
No seat covers, man. The leather is already pretty pristine in that bad boy.
But with that nasty with that nasty fro. Josh, where are you from?
I'm from Alvin.
Awesome. Josh, DJ, with that nasty rat tail fro thing you've got in the back, I think you should get plastic, clear plastic. Did you ever see the movie Boys in the Hood?
Oh, yeah. Get the clear plastic like Grandmama used to put on the couch.
Yes.
I might have to, man. Yeah, I don't want to get that Activate on my leather.
Right.
800-800-7234-800-800-RADIO. 09 Lexus, how many miles?
Right under 115.
What kind of Lexus?
GS 350 RWD.
What color?
Metallic silver.
What city?
San Antonio.
Not San Diego, but San Antonio?
Yeah, I tried to tell you for a loop there, man.
I got you. It's a 8,500 to 9 grander. 8,500 to 9 grander.
Now, well, you didn't ask me. I don't have nav.
All right. Well, okay. Now it's 8. I don't know. It's 8 to 9 grand. Go to give me the VIN. Do you want to sell it?
I want to sell. I'm ready to go, man. It's at the dealership. We just put the battery in it and then did the AC refresh with the added Freon.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife was like, you know what? I don't even want the car anymore.
She said, sell that bitch. Sell that bitch. Sell that bitch. Let's go.
I'm ready to sell that bitch.
Okay. John, I'm ready to sell that bitch. Okay. Well, you're getting baptized this morning. Go to givemethevin.com, load it up, and we will get that bitch sold and get you paid. Ben, DJ, what's your guess for DJ Pre-K?
I'm thinking he gets pie down there in Texas. And he's going to have to keep that steering wheel cool with a cover on it.
DJ?
No steering wheel cover, man. If I'm going to get something for my steering wheel, it's going to be a wood grain wheel, baby.
Grant Racing. Brenda, good morning. Brenda, I like her answer. I see it already. So remember, DJ got a 1990 model old school Pimp Daddy Eldo with 40,000 miles.
God, it's great.
And he went and bought some stuff for it. And Brenda's got a great... Brenda's smart. Brenda's smart with what she's going to say.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brenda. I see it.
I think it's antifreeze.
Because it's a leaking old no count. Is she right?
Nah, man, but that might be a good suggestion. I might have to pick some of that up.
You need to keep a bottle of water in your trunk, and not for drinking. That's funny, Brenda. Where are you from, Brenda?
Arlington, Texas.
All right, thanks for calling. So nobody's got it yet. Interesting. We'll keep working on it.
I say y'all want some hints or something?
No. Okay. I mean, are they in the vein? Is it something to help the car mechanically or cosmetically?
Oh, it's cosmetic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's automotive section, cosmetic, at Walmart for $20.
Huh. Mm. It's already got wheel covers.
Yeah, it's cosmetic as all hell.
Oh, man, what would it be?
Pete the Greek found in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, JD has the story. JD Ryan with the news?
I do have the story. Hold on a minute. When did I get the story? When
was
I given
the
story?
This morning.
Oh,
he was found, actually.
Is this true? Okay, so you need to set it up.
Last week, there was a robbery.
We only have a minute and 45.
You got time to go.
Yeah. This guy that I had beat up and stole his leg 13 years ago because he violated the sanctity of my home. Is that a good way to put it?
That's a very good way to put it.
He violated the sanctity.
In your home.
I'm trying not to hurt people that are related to this.
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to be nicer about it.
Okay.
Yep.
That's big of you.
I mean, if she was out of town.
different story.
He violated the sanctity of my home in a huge way.
That's enough to say.
And I yanked his leg off.
You beat him up and
I
took
beat
his
him
leg.
Up. I beat that bitch and I took his leg.
Hold on, but it was a prosthetic leg. You didn't just rip his
right.
leg off.
Well, I didn't
right. right. There was a robbery in Oklahoma last week.
Okay.
And I don't think they've still caught the guy. And I forget the name of the town that it happened in.
It was in Oklahoma City.
But I said I'll put 100 out there if somebody sends me a picture of them with Pete the Greek and his new prosthetic leg. And no one is sending any pictures.
What? We captured audio of one of the investigating detectives on the scene describing who it might be and why he thinks he's going to be easy to find.
All right. They've gone in through the laundry room, which is connected to the office, and then forced the door open. Tall white male wearing a ball cap. Going into the office and leaving, it appears that the suspect had a left prosthetic leg. The vehicle has three chrome rims, and the back passenger side wheel is actually black.
So he's got three mm-hmm. chrome and a mm-hmm. prosthetic leg.
Wait.
In Oklahoma City,
yes.
Found last week.
Wearing a ball cap.
Is that Pete the Greek?
If he speaks with a Greek accent, we have found our man.
And missing a rim on his passenger side.
And if he has a terrible drug problem. Ronnie, good morning. You're on the air. Ronnie?
Hey, okay. Yeah, I'm here, man.
What did DJ Pre-K get for his old school Cadillac at Walmart last night?
Had to get some sweet, sweet car polish.
DJ Pre-K, yes, no, maybe? Turn him on, Mike.
Yeah, man. Nah, that's a no go, man. It's pretty clean as it is, man. That cocaine white paint is not fading.
Actually, DJ Pre-K, you're going to need to learn how to clean your car. Uncle Roy and I talked about this. You do not have that thing standing right. You got to learn a whole new level of clean.
Oh man, what you mean?
You don't even know what you're doing. You're so damn. If you're going to have to learn how to clean your car.
We'll be right back. More of the John Clay Wolf Show, presented by GiveMeTheVin.com. Coming up.
Real quick, I'm going to bump through these. I'm going to hit these fast. Jamie, Timothy, everybody, get ready. DJ, you ready? I've got ready. A lot of people on hold. Here we go. This is what did Pre-K buy at Walmart last night for $20 for his Cadillac? Jamie, you there? Hit it.
The sun visor.
Sun visor.
Front windshield.
It is hot, but nope.
Timothy, what's your guess?
It's a touch-up paint.
What?
Touch-up paint.
Nope.
No.
The paint is pretty good on this bad boy.
Deborah, good morning. What's your guess?
One of those fancy ashtrays that sucks all the smoke in.
You know what? I do like that suggestion. It might get a little smoky in there, but nope.
Tim, what's your guess?
And that dude got a set of curb feelers.
Curb feelers, Pre-K.
I like that. You know, that's not it, but I might have to guess them once I throw some rims on that bad boy.
Chris, what's your guess?
Hey, new shiny license plate cover.
Ding, 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 man. You got it. Hey, you got it, Chris.
What'd you get? What is it?
Got a license plate cover with some diamonds around the side.
Take a picture
and
put it on our Facebook page.
$18? Those aren't diamonds. That's a fugazi.
Chris, that's pretty good.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the podcast. You can get new episodes as soon as they are posted. And subscribe to the John Clay Wolf Show Plus on Podbean for the forbidden, not safe for today's culture content, if you're a rebel like John.
And to all friends of the radio audience, we bid a pleasant good night.
You have unleashed the wolf.